Blog Talk Radio.
And I want you all to know that.
Now, let's read verse 11. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection, but I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp, that is, to take over authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Adam was the first formed, then Eve. I agree with that last sentence, where Adam was the first formed, then Eve. But a woman should teach. Paul said, but I suffer. He didn't say, but God suffer not a woman to teach. He said, but I suffer not a woman to teach. Do you get that sheep? There is a distinction between him and God. God did not say that he does not want a woman to teach. And I was, I had the dream years ago where he told me to feed his sheep. And I'm thinking like, no one would believe me. At that time, men were saying that woman was not supposed to preach, but we are to be obedient. We are to obey God. And by my niece telling me, Auntie, you can go to Blog Talk Radio and they might put you on, at least let you start out with 30 minutes. And you can try yourself out. So I went there and I stayed. And I have stayed. But when I first started out, it was like a trial period. And I did not know that after so many times, you would have to start paying a fee to broadcast your lessons or whatever it is that you would want to say. But I do pay them now. So remember, Timothy, 1 Timothy, there are a lot of good things that are said, written in this book.
Yes.
Excuse me, I had to burp. There are a lot of good things that Paul has written in the Bible. I want you all to remember Timothy chapter 1, verses 11 through 13. Those are the verses that I have just read to you. I'll read again for your hearing. I hope you write this information down. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection, but I suffer not a woman to teach nor to usurp, that is, to take over authority over a man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. And that's what I want you all to get and to understand and know. Paul said that was his wish. That was not what God wanted women to do. Otherwise, there is a lesson that I read to you when I first started, where he had this woman, this donkey, to stop, and he talked to this donkey. God can make a donkey talk. I don't know where it is, but I have read that to you listeners before, and I will probably read it again because my intent is to read the whole Bible. Now I want you to turn to the book of 1 Corinthians, sheep. And those of you who are not sheep, please listen to what I have to say. I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 50. And I will read this to your hearing. I've read it to you before, but it's important that you understand. And I used to be really scared to read to you, but now I'm better, I think. Some may say no, but I disagree. I am better now. And I'm going to read what the Bible says to you. Corinthians chapter 1, verse 50. Now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither do corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. We shall be changed. I don't know what we will be changed into, but those of us who obey our Father, we will be changed. And I'm trying to tell you, sheep, I want you all to listen at this and go back and read it for yourself. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. And the last trumpet, I believe, is when our Father is coming. I have got to read that again. The trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. We shall be changed, for this corruptible must put on incorruptible, and this mortal must put on immortality. What he is saying, man, we are corruptible right now, but when our Father changes us with the twinkling of an eye, we're going to put on corruptible. We will become incorruptible. The devil can't corrupt us anymore, or we won't be able to do whatever we want. Good thing. And this mortal must put on immortality. That means that we are mortal right now. But when we change, put off the corruptible body and put on the incorruptible body, we will become immortal. Now, verse 54. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruptible, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be passed the saying that this is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be you steadfast, unmovable, and abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as we know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. You got that? So when I make a mistake and all that, I need to know that I'm doing this for the Lord, and that whatever mistakes I make, I am not doing it in vain. That means I'm not doing it for nothing. I'm doing it in the Lord. And I really am doing it in the Lord. Well, see, let us have a little prayer, and then I will introduce myself. And after that, we will go into Numbers chapter 8 and chapter 9, if the Lord provides me the strength and the ability to do so. Let's pray, sheep. And those of you who are not sheep and won't, you might be ashamed to admit to your brethren that you believe in God, who is the Father of Jesus, our brethren. And he, in my view, he is a black man. Read Revelations chapter 1, verses 13, 14, and 15. Okay? You know, it describes our Father. our brother, Jesus, as he has woolly hair, like my hair when it's washed. And then he has his feet are like brass. And brass is brown. My feet are brown. But believe in our Father. You don't want to admit it. I am trying to read to you that our Father say, believe in him and try to do his will, whatever he has told you. Try to be good to all people and not be mean. Let's say a word of prayer to our Father in heaven. Our Father in heaven, I thank you so much for this day, even though it is, I guess it looks kind of, the snow has melted, so it looks maybe warm. I hear that, Father, you're going to open up your arsenal of whatever weather you give us. I know that I've read somewhere that you have an arsenal of the type of weather that you will provide for us. And I hear that tomorrow I want to go to this place that's going to talk about how to spend your money. And I really want to go, but if it's bad weather, I will stay at home. I don't like driving in the evening time when it's cold and I don't know where I'm going. But not, oh, Lord, I should not say that I want to say a prayer. I thank you for the weather that we have. I thank you for giving us sheep, sane, sound mind, and giving us good health and prosperity. You've given us this Bible and helping us to understand it. I thank you for blessing Detroit, Michigan with the weather that we have. I thank you for not allowing natural disasters in the area where I am, as well as chemical disasters as where I am. And all those who are listening, I pray this quick prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. I thank my people in all different places. I really thank my people in Chicago and Columbia University. My nephew and one of his classmates have put out an album. I want you to go to Google Play and order it. It is called High and Lifted. Oh, please go there and buy it. Spend 99 cents on that album and see how the difference in the playing of music. It is really, it sounds really good. And I would say, is that it or that playing that? Oh, that sounds good. But nonetheless, Columbia College in Illinois, one of your graduates are on that album, that song. They are playing on that song. And I want you to go and buy it from Google Play. Now, other people that are all over, if you're related to me in Lake Charles, you are Louisiana or Illinois, Texas, Wisconsin, McGee, Virginia, Nevada, Missouri, Washington, D.C., Pennsylvania, California, in Indiana. Yeah, Honor Ray, I'm talking about you in Indiana. Go buy that music. That I just announced to you. hopefully you will do it. I pray that you will do it. I have asked you all to go buy books from me, but you haven't done so. I got about 20 dollars 2 or 3 years ago. That's when somebody bought my books, and I thank you for that. And I know they are blessing you. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. I want you all to know to go to Exodus chapter 20 and read it for yourself. That is, read it. Oh, that's where you'll find all of the Ten Commandments. And there are, but I really want you all to read verse 20 and verse 8, because very few of you are doing it. You go to church on Sunday, which is not the day that our Father tells you to rest and keep holy. You refuse to obey that. Constantine, when I had a history class years ago, and I didn't really want to pay him much attention, but he is the one that changed the Sabbath day. And most of you people are obeying Constantine and not our Father that tells you to go to keep the Sabbath holy. That's what you should do. I think you should do it. And many of you are educated people, but you're so used to doing what the devil has told you to do. You find excuses to make it seem right to many of your people who attend your church. If the Bible tells you to go keep the Sabbath holy and rest, don't you do that? Listen, sheep, again, I want you to have your 3 P's out, so wherever I tell you to go to in the Bible, you can check it out for yourself. Also, remember, I went to 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 11 through 13. I want you to read that. And I tell you that I don't agree with what Paul says for the woman to be quiet. He wants the woman to be quiet and not to take authority or usurp authority over a man. She doesn't want to do that. I know I don't. My Father, I'm doing what my Father said. And he has given me the opportunity to do it through Blog Talk Radio. And I'm doing it because he told me to feed my sheep. And I would tell you to go to my first lesson on Blog Talk Radio. I tried to explain to you that I had a dream and my Father told me to feed his sheep. But, you know, I knew that I was scared. And I told him so. I was scared. So I started trying to climb this mountain of babies, but I fell back down. And then I finally said, Lord, I said, Father, okay, I'll do it. And when I said, okay, I'll do it, feed his sheep, then the mountain of babies disappeared, and there was a clean valley. And beforehand, before I said I would do it, my skin was dirty, my clothes was dirty. He cleaned me up so that I could feed his sheep. And you know, it took me 27 years to do it. I was so afraid. And I was afraid of the people, and still is afraid of the people or what they say. But I understand now that they will laugh at you whether or not you, if you are doing what our Father said or not. It doesn't matter. So I have begun to understand that, and accept that. Let's turn to the book of Numbers in the Old Testament. It's spelled N-U-M-B-E-R-S, chapter 8, and begin at verse 1. Read along with me. I would like for you to. And the Lord spake unto Moses and said, speak unto Aaron and say unto him, when thou lightest the lamps, the seven lamps shall give light over against the candlestick. And let me tell you what I think lamps are. In the book of Revelation, it talks about, I think it's in chapter 2 and 3, it talks about seven different churches. And he had something against all of them, except maybe one or two. And the lamps are the churches. I meant to read over it before today to make sure that the lamps are churches, the seven churches. And that's what they are. I have read to you before. The seven lamps shall give light over against the candlestick. And Aaron did so. He lighted the lamp thereof over against the candlestick, as the Lord commanded Moses. And this work of the candlestick was of beaten gold unto the shaft. The shift unto the flowers thereof was beaten work. That means that probably means iron work, according to the pattern which the Lord had showed Moses. So he made the candlestick. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the Levites from among the children of Israel and cleanse them. Excuse me, I got to burp again. Excuse me, see. Verse 7. And thus shall you do unto them, cleanse them, sprinkle water over purifying upon them, and let them shave all their flesh, and let them wash their clothes, and so make themselves clean. Then let them take the young bullock with his head, with his meat offering, even fine flour mingled with oil, and another young bullock shall thou take for a sin offering. And thou shalt bring the Levites before the tabernacle of the congregation, and thou shalt gather the whole assembly of the children of Israel together. And I want you to understand that by reading this book from the beginning, I should say Bible, I have come to understand and know that the children of Israel were black. Like, just like when our Father in heaven first created the earth, they were just black people. I don't know where white people came from. I really don't. I have been looking in my Bible to see that he made white people. And I understand. I was looking at when I had the History Channel one day. They were talking about white people were made, and they were made to be slaves. And I forgot. Or I didn't know that. I have not read that in the Bible, but they know that on the History Channel. And I know that this man, he calls himself the Son of Man. He was talking about it one day, And I said, that man don't know what he was talking about. And sure enough, the History Channel came on with talking about that. And I said to myself, he knows more than I. He knows, he told me that on the TV. And I thought he didn't know what he was talking about, but he does. He did know what he was talking about. Let me see, and I left off on verse 8, I believe. Let me read verse 7 again. And thus shalt thou do unto them to please them, sprinkle water of purifying upon them, and let them shave all their flesh, and let them wash their clothes, so to make themselves clean. Verse 8, then let them take a young bullock with his meat offering, even fine flour mingled with oil, and another young bullock shall ye take for a sin offering. And thou shalt bring the Levites before the tabernacle of the congregation, and thou shalt gather the whole assembly of the children of Israel together, and thou shalt bring the Levites before the Lord, and the children of Israel shall put their hands upon the Levites, and Aaron shall offer the Levites before the Lord for an offering of the children of Israel, that they may execute the service of the Lord. And the Levites shall lay their hands upon the heads of the bullock, and thou shalt offer the bullock, and thou shalt offer one for a sin offering, and the other one for a burnt offering unto the Lord, to make an atonement for the Levites. And thou shalt set the Levites before Aaron and before his sons, and offer them for a offering unto the Lord. Verse 14, thus thou shalt separate the Levites from among the children of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine. You hear what that our father said? The Levites shall be mine. And after that shall the Levites go in to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and thou shalt cleanse them and offer them for an offering, for they are holy. That is holy, W-H-O-L-E-Y. That means totally, completely given unto me from among the children of Israel. Instead of such a open the womb, even instead of the firstborn of the children of Israel, have I taken them unto me. For all the firstborn of the children of Israel are mine, both man and beast. On the day that I smote every firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified them for myself. And I have taken the Levites for all the firstborn of the children of Israel. And I have given the Levites a gift. I have given the Levites as a gift to Aaron, and to his sons from among the children of Israel, to do the service of the children of Israel in the tabernacle of the congregation and to make an atonement for the children of Israel, that there be no plague among the children of Israel when the children of Israel come near unto the sanctuary. And Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel did to the Levites according to all that the Lord commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so did the children of Israel unto them. Verse 21, and the Levites were purified, and they washed their clothes, and Aaron offered them as an offering before the Lord. And Aaron made an atonement for them to cleanse them. And that's verse 22. And after that went the Levites in to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation before Aaron and before his sons, as the Lord had commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so did they unto them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, this is that belongeth unto the Levites from 25 years old upwards, they shall go in to wait upon the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. And from the age of 50 years, they shall cease waiting upon the service thereof, and shall serve no more. So when you get 50 years old, you're not to serve anymore, but shall minister with all their brethren in the tabernacle of the congregation to keep the charge, and shall do no service. Thus shall they do unto the Levites, touching their charge. And that's the reading of chapter 8. I have a few minutes. I will start reading chapter 9. And I will not finish it, but I will start reading chapter 9. But I do want to go back over chapter 8. I want your sheep to remember that the children of the Levites were told, God told Moses to speak to Aaron, and they are to take the Levites, and they are to do the work of the church, of the congregation. So they had to clean themselves and wash themselves before they could do that. And they were from the age of 20 until the age of 50, they were to do the work, the service of the congregation. Once they turned 50, they were not to church service, and they were to keep, they were to continue to verse 26, they shall minister their brethren in the tabernacle of the congregation. That's what they were to do in chapter 8. So, I don't have many minutes left. I will not start reading chapter 9. Maybe I'll reach the first verse of chapter 9 and stop after that. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the first month of the second year, after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, let the children of Israel go, keep the Passover at his second, at his appointed season. Now, I am going to stop there because I don't have much time left. I will pick up in chapter 9, let me circle that in yellow, in verse 3, but I will probably read all of chapter 9. It's getting good. I should not talk as much at the beginning as I have done. I will try not to talk as much as I have been talking and just start reading like the Lord has told me to feed his sheep. Let's say a clothing prayer sheet. Let's say a clothing prayer and thank our Father for his protection all the time. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for allowing me to serve in your, at what you have told me to do. I am serving the Lord in whatever capacity he has told me to do, and I want to do it. I'm glad to do it now. Father, thank you so much for keeping us while we are asleep, as well as when we are awake from the evil one, that is Satan, the devil. Please keep him away from us at all times. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus, and in James chapter 4, verse 15 says, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back to do this next time. Remember, sheep, and those of you who are not sheep, our Father loves you. If he can take someone like me who was very afraid and have me talk to you like this. I used to stutter so bad, I was really scared. If I can do it, you can do his will. If he has told you to do anything, you do it. Do it. You will feel so much better. I felt like the belly of the whale. That was Jonah, I think. I felt good when I started doing this. I had felt so bad because I had been disobedient to our Father. But nonetheless, I want you to go to Amazon and get my 3 books. I got the Unseen, the Passing, and the Broken Plan. I want you to purchase my 3 books. As well as I want you to get from Amazon, from Google Play, I think it's Google Play. I want you to get this album that my nephew and another college friend are playing on. High is called High and Lifted Above, Lifted Up, and the great singing on it as well. I want you to get those. It's an album that's for 99 cents. You can afford to get that. I know you can. It is your will. You can get it. Now remember, for our next lesson of Friday evening, I want you to read chapter 9. And if you can, Father, chapter 10.
Help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road, and teach them
to
love one another.
My Father.
That heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know He loves forever in my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause He lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is.